Supervisor Johnson, was he recorded on that one?
I have Supervisor Johnson as recorded as voting aye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So, that was item 39, 15 to 1. Thank you. We're now on item 40, Mr. Clerk.
Item 40, file number 15120, a resolution requesting the Milwaukee County Audit Services Division to conduct an audit of the O'Donnell Park facility to help develop recommendations for revitalizing this site as a publicly owned and operated asset. The recommendation of the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit is adoption.
We're on item 40 on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. An amendment has just been passed out. It's amendment number 1 by Supervisor Taylor. Okay, I want to make sure everybody has that. Supervisor Jurczyk, and then we'll have Supervisor Taylor speak on his amendment.
Thank you. Well, I was going to get up and speak on the resolution that's before us, which is to approve the audit, received an 8-0 vote in finance. The one thing I do hope we can agree on is to get a audit from a very highly respected audit department in county government. You've heard several supervisors say that the universe of numbers, and by the way, I don't blame the controllers for his report. I don't completely agree with the supervisor from the 6th District on that. All the controller did was take a universe of numbers that were given to him and prepare a report. And that universe of numbers, given what they are, led to a negative or number that recommended sale. The problem I have is with the universe of numbers. And that's what an audit will do for us. Allow some independent, impartial eyes to look at everything surrounding O'Donnell Park and give us an opinion. And I, in preparing the resolution that was before finance, kept it fairly open-ended because I do respect Jerry Hare and the audit department very much. He's got a lot of information he can look at. The parking study that was done, the parking study itself, and I'm not here to criticize the parking study, but it basically said we're not doing enough to collect revenue there compared to surrounding parking structures. This is something Jerry Hare can look at and can come back and advise the body on whether we should be doing something different in just charging for parking, for example. Did you know that at one time the O'Donnell was making over $2 million per year? And there really are some questions about whether we're properly running the parking concession. Could we be doing something better? These are all things Jerry Hare's department can look at and report. I don't know why anyone would object to getting an audit and getting good advice on what we're going to do with O'Donnell. So I certainly hope you will support that much. You know, the other resolution that's going to be for us on O'Donnell really was also brought in good faith, if you will. I know it was a close vote, but
Supervisor,
when Northwestern...
Let's try to stick to the audit.
Yeah, it is on the audit. If you could just give me a little leeway, I promise I'll tie it up.
Okay.
But that vote was close, and Northwestern Mutual has now said they're going to build their own parking garage, and they're going to go their own way, but challenged us to really take care of the plaza in O'Donnell. And I think that was a fair challenge. I really do. And this audit will, I think, allow us to get good numbers so when we have a discussion next time, we're not arguing about the numbers. We will be having a fair interpretation of not only the history of what O'Donnell has received over the years, but also looking at really the documentation that's already before us, the parking study, etc., recommendations to this body on how we might better use O'Donnell as the second largest moneymaker in the Parks Department, only after golf. So I do hope you will permit the audit to go forward. We can talk about the other one. I won't get into that argument. Thank you, Madam Chair. But I think it was a fair charge that we do something correct with O'Donnell. The audit will help us do that. And I haven't read the amendment, Madam Chair, so I'll sit down. I assume that's going to be next.
Yes.
But I think the audit stands alone. I purposely made my resolution very general. I actually got advice from research staff, and you know, once in a while, I think research staff gives us wise, and they basically recommended that we keep it fairly general, allow the audit department to do their audit without trying to pull their strings, if you will, and that's what I did. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, how we're going to do this is people were receiving the amendment. I want to have the clerk read it into the file. Then we'll go to Supervisor Taylor, since he is the author, and then Supervisor Staskunas. So please, Mr. Clerk, read the amendment number one into the file.
Amendment number one offered by Supervisor Taylor. Amend the be it further resolved clause to add the following language, including recommendations relating to public-private partnerships and potential private development.
Okay, amendment number one to item 40 on finance, personnel, and audit offered by Supervisor Taylor. Supervisor Taylor, then Staskunas, then Schmidt. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry for my voice. I'm a little under the weather, but we're here. I agree with what the Supervisor of the 8th had to say on having an open-ended audit, and that's why I added this language. When I was reading through the resolution, I saw that we were focusing, though, on keeping it. I mean, I'm not sure what reality or what world some people are in, but Northwestern Mutual, after the vote took place and we had someone from Northwestern Mutual interviewed out in the lobby, said, charged us to do something. I don't think they said, you know, pump a bunch of money into the facility. I think they just said, decide what you want to do then. You decided to do nothing up to this point, so figure out what you want to do. And so I think we have to continue to take a look to whether public-private partnerships, whether potential private development should occur. So this is just adding a little bit of language to give us recommendations in the, potentially in that avenue as well. So I think having an audit's important. I mean, I know we hear about once we're making $2 million, or we think we can make $2 million. I believe there is a reason why. I think it was with the U.S. Bank building parking structure that was under construction. That's why their parking was at O'Donnell Park. And then when that structure was completed, that parking went away. Well, let's talk about what's happening with Northwestern Mutual then. We're getting parking from them right now. When their facility's done, where do you think that's going to go? So this pie in the sky, we're going to have $2 million again? That's dreamy. Unless you're going to jack up the prices. So I think having an audit's a good idea, but if we're going to look at it, let's look at not only how we would, if we're going to keep it, how we're going to enhance it, but also maybe we're not going to keep it. And that's why if you're asking an audit to give recommendations, then they should give recommendations across the spectrum.
Okay. So Supervisor Taylor has moved approval of his amendment. That's okay. Item number one. Supervisor Jurczyk, I have you in line here because we have Staskunas, Schmidt, then Jurczyk. Staskunas, Schmidt, and Jurczyk on amendment number one, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just following up, I support an audit. Probably all of us do. Why not get as much information as we can? My problem is, and the lady from Cudahy, when she was reading what we were going to be doing, kind of went halfway. She didn't read the last part, which says to help develop recommendations for revitalizing the site as a publicly owned and operated asset. So now we're beyond just an audit into a policy statement. If you would like to amend your resolution and put a period after facility to just say, let's do an audit of O'Donnell Park, you'll have my vote. And let's get the information, let the sun shine in. But you've gone a little farther than that, saying we're going to keep it as a public asset. And I really think that's a debate that we need to have, whether it's here today on the other resolution or whether it's in parks, if we happen to send all of our resolutions on O'Donnell Park back to parks, that's really where we ought to have that discussion. So I guess Supervisor from Franklin's going the other way. He's adding the other option. I'm saying we should just have no options. Let's just put a period after facility, do the audit, find out what the place makes, and then we can use that information.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt, then Jurczyk.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, I think we all support the audit. We all have respect for Mr. Hare. It's certainly much better, and I think much more significant to us than any task force yet to be unnamed, and who's going to be on the task force. And, you know, so many of these questions we asked. O'Donnell was controversial, but I'm a supporter also of the amendment. I think the amendment with the resolution does everything that everybody on this board has asked for. Now, some, of course, never want to see any kind of public-private partnership here, okay? And so that's never going to be a debate. There's a few people like that, fine, okay? I think we missed a unbelievable opportunity, $16 million, you know, take away our debt. You know, we just keep talking about the money angle here. You know, we make one, Parks makes $1 million or 1.2, and we completely neglect the fact that we've all the debt payments we have to make. It's not a moneymaker. Even a wonderful colleague from the 8th District, you know, questioned how the parks are running it, and should parks be running something like this? And so there were some people very much in favor of public-private partnerships. I certainly am, when they can benefit all of us. It was an incredible deal they had. But we had the problems with, we get all the information, the deed restriction. And I think the deed restriction will be respected by looking at the audit and looking at this amendment. I think it covers the best of all worlds. So if we're going to have an audit, yeah, let's have a comprehensive audit. I think we all would want. Okay, what's the best situation? Should it be a private partnership, public-private partnership? Should it remain just public? What are the strengths of that? All the debates we've had in the last couple months about O'Donnell can be made in one audit, an audit we trust, better than we having some kind of task force, some unnamed task force that I'm not sure what the responsibility is for, what kind of prejudices there would be. We know we're going to get an unbiased report. We're going to get the facts. We need to do something right away. We don't need a task force to tell us that there's a leak and we need to fix it. We don't need a task force to tell us there's some real needs there. We don't need a task force to tell us that it could be much more than it is today. I think everyone admits that, whether you were for the O'Donnell sale or not. We need to do a much better job there. We have limited resources. Okay, well, then let's look at it. Let's have an audit. We all welcome that. Let's have an audit that's comprehensive. And this amendment then gives us a comprehensive audit that all of us should have a fair shake at. Public and private partnerships, private alone, public alone. And anything that would be private, I think the board would not go along with. There wasn't some deed restriction look at and make sure that the public right-of-ways were respected. I really believe they can all be done this, and I hope we can support it all. That's the way to do it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So we're on amendment number one, finance, personnel, and audit. There's been a motion for approval of the amendment. Supervisor Jurczyk.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, on the gentleman from the 17th District, what the language I think that you're referring to is 34 and 35, and I can read it. The audit shall also focus on efforts to revitalize the O'Donnell Park facility and include recommendations to enhance the park as a key public gateway to the downtown lakefront. What I was getting at there is to really ask the auditor to address the situation with regard to potential revenues. It's my conjecture that O'Donnell is not maximizing the revenues that they could be. I think the Parks Department could actually realize more revenue from the plaza. And it's just asking the auditor to look at that. I wasn't really looking for him to weigh in on the issue of keep it public, keep it private. I think that's a political decision. This is the body that makes it. I wasn't asking the auditor to do that. And by the way, I had previously been a little bit more, something that would have probably gotten your dander up a lot more than this, because I was more slanted. And I actually did listen to our research staff, and their suggestion was keep it neutral. And I, you know, you may not agree that it's completely neutral, but what I'm getting at here is what is the revenue potential of the garage, and not only the garage, what's the revenue potential of the pavilion that's part of the site, and if we actually took care of the asset, what's the revenue potential of the plaza? Because I think it has some. For example, in the summer, you have the runs down there. One of the really famous ones is the Susan Coleman race. And, you know, you could be significantly using that plaza for some of those major public runs. The Milwaukee Art Museum, and this is something I talked about with the Art Museum Board. They have a Lakefront Festival of the Arts, which they are just bursting at the seams with the limited space they have around the Art Museum. Why not? Why not let that expand to the plaza and expand the Lakefront of the Arts to using the plaza area? And I'm not going to get too much into the task force, but those are also things the task force could recommend to us. It was not going to be audit's job, though, to do the political stuff. It was the audit's job to try to get at what could be some fair numbers. And with regard to Northwestern Mutual building their own garage and us losing parking, folks, they're bringing 5,000 people down here. They're not going to build a garage with 5,000 spaces. The garage we have has got 1,300 spaces, and you see how large that is. We are going to have plenty of demand for parking. And then if you do the Couture project with the major transportation, you're going to be using O'Donnell the way Chicago uses Navy Pier. People park their cars and then get on public transit. So, you know, O'Donnell has a tremendous revenue potential, which then the politicians, the policymakers of this county, can use as a means of making political decisions. And is the reason, by the way, that I basically do not agree with the amendment, because the amendment's trying to make it political. I'm asking the audit to only tell us what the revenue potential of the garage is, look at all of the numbers, and give us a fair audit. So please do not accept the amendment and approve the audit as the resolution is currently written. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Taylor on the amendment.
Wow. I mean, honestly now, the resolution and the be it resolved says, the initial one, the author's one, includes recommendations to enhance the park as a key public gateway to downtown Lakefront. You're to sit here and try to tell us that you're not slanting this is laughable. And so I had two options. One, strike out all this language that you added to make it slanted, which you did. And on line 29, as the supervisor from the 17th said, put a period after facility and strike everything else. Just say, let's do an audit. But I didn't want to strike out your language. You're the author of it. So I added a little bit of my own to balance it. Not slant it, to balance it. So don't sit here and try to tell us that you didn't write something that was slanted in that angle.
Okay, we're on the amendment here. Would anyone else like to discuss amendment number one? Amendment number one to item 40. Any other discussion? Mr. Clerk, call the roll on the amendment.
Question is adoption of amendment number one. Supervisors Alexander.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Broderick.
No.
Haas.
Aye.
Johnson. Jerzyk.
No.
Lipscomb. Mayo.
Aye.
Rainey. Roman West. Schmidt.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Weddle.
Aye.
Weishan.
No.
Madam Chairwoman.
No. Ooh, an 8-8. 8-8 means it fails. So amendment number one, 8-8, does fail. We're now on item number 40. Any other discussion of item 40? I think we've had a lot of discussion about this item. Mr. Clerk, please call the roll on item 40.
Question is adoption. Supervisors Alexander.
Aye.
Borkowski.
No.
Broderick.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Staskunas.
No.
Taylor.
No.
Weddle. Weishan.
Aye.
Madam Chairwoman.
Aye.
Alexander
Idenow. Twelve ayes, four noes. Item 40 has been approved.